Well, I urge you, one and all, to check out ProWrestlingCast.com and support our podcast and our webcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher. You can find the videos on YouTube as well. Like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate it. And support the show. We are on Patreon. And for just a few bucks, you can get a shout out on the show as well as participate in the podcast recording when we do the show. We would love to have you become part of it. Once again, Pro Wrestling Cast on Patreon. The link there is on ProWrestlingCast.com, along with our links to WWE Shop, High Spots, Amazon. And every time you click on our Amazon link, before you type in Amazon and go ahead and start your shopping, and go ahead and we will hook you up, and they will hook us up, because that's exactly what they do. And every time you click and shop using our link, Amazon kicks us a little bit of credit, a little tip in the tip jar, if you will, so that we can continue to do this show for you for free every single week. And we do appreciate your help and support. So all of our shopping links are there. And now, on with the show.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast.
I can't help that I'm the greatest wrestler alive today.
With your hosts, Aljon and Steven.
Drink it in, man.
Pro Wrestling Cast, your weekly look into the world of professional wrestling.
The love that was given me, and this time I will repay you now, because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion of this hard time blues.
Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast.
And I am truly the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Have a question or just want to comment? Leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Pro Wrestling Cast.
Now can you dig that, sucker?
Welcome to Pro Wrestling Cast, your weekly dose of wrestling news and commentary. I am one of your co-hosts, lifelong wrestling fan, Aljon Go. You can follow us at P Wrestling Cast on Twitter, Pro Wrestling Cast on Facebook, and ProWrestlingCast.com. Now, the podcast is going up a little bit late because we had some technical difficulties. That said, I didn't want to leave you, and Steven didn't want to leave you in a rut for this week. We do have some tasty audio from Wizard World Philadelphia, and we have Miss Sasha Banks. She is doing a wrestling panel, and we've got the entire panel Q&A session for you, so you can listen in. If you watched Monday Night Raw this past week, you'll know that Charlotte and Sasha are doing the Hell in a Cell. And to my knowledge, they are going to be headlining the pay-per-view Hell in a Cell live on the WWE Network Hell in a Cell Sunday, October 30th. Everybody has their own opinion on it. Steven and I, when we were recording our initial podcast, we did speak about it, and I'm guaranteeing that we're going to be speaking about it even more. But due to those technical glitches, this panel was recorded in June. And we try to get out there to the various Comic-Cons as much as we possibly can. Sasha Banks is absolutely lovely. She's one of my favorite all-time female wrestlers. I like and would like to have her have a little bit more of an edge, more of the boss persona. She's been doing the fangirl a lot lately in her promos. I think a lot of you may have heard that in previous Pro Wrestling Casts. But I believe that by giving us that boss persona, she's going to give the fans what we want. And everybody has been kind of commenting on this, whether or not the women should be doing it at all. And of course, I'm like Steven. I think we both agree. Yeah, you know, if they want to be violent, let them be violent. Women, it's not the fact that they deserve it, because of course, you know, women of course need to be put on the same level. I love women's wrestling just as much as I like men's wrestling. It just needs to be executed well. And if the buildup is great, then so be it. The buildup outside of this past Monday with the sit-down interviews with Lita were not very good, because it was like, oh, here's the women, and look at us, and we deserve to be here, and having Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon always push that agenda down our throat is not cool, because it makes the women feel like a novelty to me, which they are not. So if you really are supportive of women's wrestling, then be all about women's wrestling and put them in meaningful booking, put them in meaningful storylines where it's not about, hey, look, we made it, but hey, look, I want to see who's the better athlete. I want to see who's going to win, who's going to be the most physically dominant. Do I worry about them hurting themselves? Of course, but I worry about everybody hurting themselves in the sport of professional wrestling. That's why we love watching live professional wrestling. Injuries do happen. It happens to everyone, male and female. We can't avoid it. So I just believe that, yes, you know, they are professionals. They do it for our entertainment. They leave it all in the ring. I have nothing but love and respect for all the superstars, and especially these two. I look forward to seeing their match at Survivor Series, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte. Just to whet your appetite just a little bit, we do have a segment here. If you did miss this, you can check it out on the WWE Network that you can pick up over there at ProWrestlingCast.com on her website. But here is Sasha Banks talking a little bit about making history in Hell in a Cell with WWE Hall of Famer Lita.
Pro Wrestling Cast, promo of the week.
Sasha Banks, thanks for sitting down with me.
Thanks for having me.
Less than 2 weeks away, you're going to defend that WWE Women's Championship in a Hell in a Cell. I spoke with Charlotte earlier. She says she's ready. How you feeling?
She's ready. I'm ready. I've been ready. I mean, this is huge. Charlotte and I started with each other in NXT, and it's so crazy to see how far we come from NXT to now. Now we are making history inside a Hell in a Cell, and no matter my opinion or how I feel about Charlotte, I know that we've done this together. I know that we came up together, so I do respect her. We've come such a long way, but I'm here to show her why I'm the best. She thinks that she's the best, but she is no Sasha Banks, and I'm going to prove that Hell in a Cell.
She did acknowledge your long history and that you are one of her toughest competitors, but she says at Hell in a Cell it's going to be her night and that she's walking out WWE Women's Champ.
Really? She thinks that's going to be her night? I mean, she does realize that Hell in a Cell is in Boston, my hometown, where it all began for me. Since I was a little girl, that has been my only dream to be in the WWE, to be the WWE Women's Champion. That's what I am now. I'm making history. I can't really get that through my head that I'm making history right now.
I know,
now.
Like, this is real.
It's
like,
real.
Soak it in for a second and enjoy this moment.
It's huge. It's so special. And I'm like, sometimes I don't even know that this is real. When I sit back and I have the opportunity to sit back and really think about everything that I've ever done in the WWE, it's crazy. This evolution, this woman's revolution, it has come so far. And just to know that I'm part of history right now, to be the first ever woman inside a Hell in a Cell, I can't believe it.
You are just getting started. I want to go back to SummerSlam, and you know, you were having some problems with your back. How are you feeling now?
You had to bring that up.
I just want to know. I don't want you stepping inside a Hell in a Cell with back problems.
Listen,
how is it?
SummerSlam was SummerSlam. I got a little ahead of myself, but I'm back. I'm better than ever. I've proven that I'm the women's champion. So of course I'm 100%. I'm good to go.
All right, so let's talk Hell in a Cell. Ominous, intimidating structure, lowering down on in that ring. How are you feeling? Is there any part of you that's afraid?
I don't want to say it's fear, because it's not. I know what I got myself into. I signed up for this. I'm the one that wanted this match, so I should know what I'm getting myself into, right? I don't want to say that I'm afraid, because I've been going back to the WWE Network and I've been watching Hell in a Cell matches. So I'm trying to prepare myself. I'm trying to prepare myself mentally, but I just know when I step inside that ring with that cell over on top of me, it can't be fear, because fear is not an option for me. I'm here to show Charlotte and the world exactly why I call myself the boss. And at Hell in a Cell in 2 weeks, I'm here to make history.
I hope you enjoyed our comments from one Sasha Banks, our Raw Women's Champion. Hell in a Cell live Sunday, October 30th. You can check it out on the WWE Network. The links, if you're not part of the subscriber base, go ahead and sign up using our link for the network there at ProWrestlingCast.com. Without any further ado, here is your main event. Sasha Banks, Wizard World Comic Con, Philadelphia. Enjoy the Q&A panel with Miss Sasha Banks. The Boss is on Pro Wrestling Cast.
Championship back, okay. And hopefully debuts the
the next day. That'd be cool.
Yes.
I hope to wrestle Charlotte at SummerSlam. And,
I give it 2 to 3 months before you're champion.
Thank you.
Hi, Sasha, and my question is, what's your favorite Snoop Dogg song?
What is my favorite Snoop Dogg? I don't have a favorite one. I can listen to his whole album. He's so good. How about we do my WrestleMania theme song that he remixed? That was pretty cool, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Sasha. My name is Scott. Thanks for doing this today.
Of course.
My question is, obviously you're on a busy schedule with WWE. If you're still able to watch other wrestling stuff, what other wrestling or wrestlers are you watching?
Of course. I love watching any type of wrestling. I love Zack Sabre Jr. I think he's amazing. Hope he gets signed. He's so good.
Yeah.
Amazing Red. I love training with him when I get to go to New York. He's so good. I watch a lot. I watch a lot of Japan wrestling, here and there in PWG. But again, I really don't get to watch a lot, but when I do, it's mostly those guys. I think they're really great.
Awesome. Thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you know what's coming. Sasha, how's it going? Listen, do you think that Marty Jannetty was thrown through the window?
He was thrown, bruh. He got jumped. Yeah, was our thought.
If that gentleman goes to any other celebrity panel and doesn't ask that, like Steve Haley Atwell, all of them.
Hi, Sasha, Maggie. Let me say, first off, you're beautiful, and I think you should be Women's Champion. I think you're welcome. My question to you is, I've actually trained twice to become a wrestler. I made top 100 and top enough. My question was to you, what advice do you have for me? Because WWE is my dream.
Why'd you give up one time? Try twice?
It's because I don't drive, I don't have a license, so getting to training was tough.
Yeah.
I hope to get back into training within the next couple of years. Being in that ring is amazing.
Well, if it's your dream, you have to never give up. When I started training, I didn't have a car or a driver's license. I legit bummed people for rides, and I took trains and taxis and anything I could to get to training. So you have to give it your all and never give up and be the hardest worker in the room, because
that's
that
why
show.
I look up to you, because you're like a year younger than me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like accomplishing everything that I want to accomplish.
Awesome.
So, one more question. What's who's your favorite Sailor Moon girl?
Serena.
Hi, Sasha. My name's Joshua.
I like Sasha.
Yeah, I want to go back to the Iron Man match with Bayley, because that was the night where it dawned on me out of nowhere that you're my favorite wrestler. And just to, I guess, talk about maybe how hard that was and all of the emotion that was all thrown in there. And plus, did you know you were going to rip the headband off of Izzy's head?
No, I didn't know that. I just saw her there and I was like, you know, I'm so sick of seeing her every single week. That's true for me, it's going to make this little girl cry. I didn't think she was actually going to cry, so that's why I gave her my card, and I actually felt really bad. Training for that match was really hard, just because I knew that was going to be the first time ever a woman main event at pay-per-view, and especially coming off our broken match, I felt so much pressure just to try to outdo that match, so a lot of cardio, a lot of watching Iron Man matches, and a lot of praying, because I prayed that, you know, people would like it, because I was actually really scared that people wouldn't like that match, but I don't know what you guys think. It was a long time match, a lot of emotions, because I knew that was going to be my last NXT match, so it was sad. I missed it.
All right, thanks. See you at SummerSlam.
The little one's on the
for asking you the question. She just wanted to know if you liked her present that she gave you, the autograph sign and the little boss sign. And she wanted to know, how did you and the rest of the women on the roster feel about the title change from Diva Champion to Women Champion?
Stage in Brooklyn when we found out, and Stephanie and Triple H told us, and they showed us the woman title, and I was like, I legit started crying because I'm like, finally. I always thought we were going to change the title because there was no way that I was going to hold that Brooklyn belt. No way. But to actually change a whole brand and not be called Divas anymore and to be treated equal, that is amazing. To know that you're part of history, that's so cool. So,
Right now she's the age that you started thinking about it and researching for schools. She's killing me with trying to find things. And like, you know, you can't train until you're 16.
Yes,
so we're going
to wait till you're 18.
I know, I saw it. Yeah, that's when you
go to school.
Got it. Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Sasha. My name is Ivan. I came all the way from Maryland. I can't wait till you become a women's champion and become the new longest reigning women's champion of the WWE. And my question is, I know that you came from Chaotic Wrestling, but when all these different wrestling promotions are now not only WWE, but TNA, Ring of Honor, New Japan, what reason and what aspects made you come to the WWE? Ultimately, choose WWE and NXT.
Well, obviously, WWE is the number one choice. Any wrestler who says they don't want to be in WWE, they're lying to you. But at the time, actually, I really wanted to go to Japan before I went to WWE. And it wasn't until my trainer told me, I got the call for Tough Enough somehow, and he's like, how did you get the call? I'd rather watch my neighbor than watch you. And I was like, say what? I'll show you. I can make it to the WWE and you're going to watch me and you're going to see. So that was what really made me work that much harder, because people who doubted me and told me that I would never make it here. So I was like, okay, I'll show you. And now look at me now.
Hi, Sasha. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'd just like to say that yesterday I came to this event to meet Seth Rollins. But I knew you were going to be here today, and I saved my my money to get an autograph with you. And they all told me today that everything was sold out. So, like, I know they said this question and panel was for free. So I was hoping and honoring if you could accept the gift I came here today to give you.
Of course. Bring it to me.
Sasha, my name is Bryn. So rumor has it there's going to be a women's Money in the Bank match finally. So with you probably being involved, I would assume, do you think you'll have the chance to win that and go to SummerSlam and beat Charlotte and finally be women's champion?
Well, let me ask you a question. Am I undefeated?
Yes. Because it's about time. You need to be champion.
Oh, I know. I know.
You're just so inspirational. I just want to, like, thank you. You're one of my idols. And just keep working. That's the main thing. Just keep working and do you.
Thank you.
That's
so
what
much.
Makes you special. So, thank you so much.
I want to know what the Money in the Bank's shirt is going to look like for the briefcase. I want to know what we already think of the color scheme and everything.
I know we already have a gold one, but you can bling it out, put my name on it, you know, customize it, because I'm going to win it.
Right, sure.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, what's up?
All right, just wanted to let you know I got my haircut just for you today.
You look fresh.
And I probably should know this, but I don't. Where does the name Sasha Banks come from?
Honestly, it just came from, they just asked me for a list of names, and I put Sasha with a different last name, which I don't remember, so I asked. And a different first name with Banks, and one day they're just like, you're Sasha Banks. And I was like, all right, that sounds cool. And, you know, I made a name out of it.
That's a good idea.
I just wanted to know, I know a lot of women in the indies have been tearing it up, and I know that you came from the indies, and a lot of women are wrestling men, and I was just wondering if WWE would let you do that, because I think you could kick half the guys' asses there. Like, who would you want to wrestle? Like, what other aspirations would you have besides being women's champion?
The World Heavyweight Champion, of course. I would love to wrestle AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Tyler Breeze, Nakamura.
Yeah!
So, yeah.
I think they'd be all great matches.
Thank you.
Love you.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey.
You don't see WWE bringing a female money in the bank? Just to add a different direction, like, to the division.
A female money in the bank?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'd actually be really cool. I think anything the guys do, we can do. So why not?
We can talk about money, but about any other stipulating match that you would like to be a part of.
Well, you heard Bailey wants to have a steel cage match, so I'll do that.
Yeah!
Plus, I'll do a ladder match. I'll do a ladder match. Tail smash, not so much.
So just
part
job.
This is a
Hi, my name is Ahmad. Do you have any favorite factors besides that skip dog?
That's hard, because I listen to so many different types of music. Have you ever heard of Soul and Sky Riders? No, I think they're really good. I like a lot of underground stuff, and right now I like Drake. I don't know who else. I just like all types of music, so I don't know. Sorry.
That was really bad. Did you thought?
Wrong face of the club! What's up?
Thanks.
Hi, Sasha. You're my favorite wrestler. My name is Alexis, and what's your favorite color?
I actually don't have a favorite color. I love wearing black. I like gold, which you look really good in. I like those glasses. Maybe blue. I look good in blue. Actually, I look good in all colors, so. What do you think? What's your favorite color?
Blue.
All right, I'm gonna go with blue then.
Hey, Sasha, I'm Lexi Saddlebron. Quick question. Like, do you guys laugh at the IWC backstage? You guys laugh at us? Not us, but you know. we're the good guys, like, you know, the bad ones, you know what I mean? Like,
I when there's rumors I see, I'm just like, who comes up with this stuff? I do laugh at some of the things I just read on the internet. But it's entertaining.
Right.
You guys come up with a lot of crazy stuff and tweet a lot. Yeah, you. I'm sure you do. Yeah, you. What's your Twitter handle?
RoddyP14.
Get me crazy.
Honestly, thank you for bringing women's wrestling back, because it's so cool to watch it with my daughter, so thank you so much. You and Bailey, thank you. Thank you.
First, I want to apologize for the IWC, because I'm a huge part of that. But there's been a lot of reports and articles that I read about being stiff and injury prone, which I think is completely false, but there's also reports saying that he doesn't believe that you're over. I was wondering what your opinion is about that, because I read an article where you had a quote saying that you felt like you were being held back by Vince.
I said that, huh?
It was quoted.
Well, hello, IWC. I have no idea who came up with that, because this concussion was my first injury, and it happened from a ref, so I don't know how that makes me injury prone. And I don't know, if you can hear the We Want Sasha chants every week, I might be a little bit over, don't you think?
That's what I was
thinking. I don't know.
Well, let me spit off of that then. How does it make you feel when you're not in a match and you're hearing your name? It's flattering, but then you want the division to succeed and it kind of overshadows the match.
It is. Sometimes when it happens, it's like, but at the same time, it's really cool and I appreciate it, but I want the whole division to succeed, and I want people to pay attention to the other women's matches, but you know, at the same time when I hear that, my heart goes like this, because I'm like, wow, that's really, really cool.
So do it in moderation, not the whole match, but once every match.
In the entrance,
yeah.
And then the end.
and all of them.
Your theme song's my favorite, so I was just wondering how you chose it.
I actually didn't get to choose it. They made it for me, and I remember when I got it, I was like, I really didn't like it because I thought it sounded so girly, you know, I was like, ugh. But then I listened to the lyrics, and I was like, this is everything I preach and everything I feel, so I think it's one of the best, and I have it on my workout playlist, so.
Yeah, you have one of the few songs I actually have, like, on the CD, like, from the rest of the
Thank you.
Hello, Sasha Banks. How are you doing? My name's Aaron. Third time single today. My question, I asked several on this the other day, what do you see yourself doing after, you know, it's time to hang it up?
That's like 20 years
ago. My other dream is to be a trainer or producer for the WWE. I always want to be involved, so. If it's helping the future women, that's my goal. I always want to be here and I always want to be involved in wrestling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Sasha. My name's Ed. I'm with the party nerds who are around here somewhere, I think. But my question is, and one of the things that I noticed that my wife is a big fan of yours, she started getting back into WWE because of you and because of Bayley. And all the other horsewomen that started up the last year. My question specifically is, before coming to WWE, did a lot of the independent circuit, are there any wrestlers or promotions in the US that you did not get a chance to perform with or for that you wanted to?
Number one was Shimmer. I really wanted to perform there, but at the time they had a wrestler named Mercedes Martinez, and I asked, and they're like, but you need to change your name. And I go, no, thank you. So that was the number one promotion I want to work with. I think it'd be really cool if I got to work with PWG. There's not really that many big promotions in the U.S. Of course, Ring of Honor, that would have been cool, but I really wanted to go to Japan. That's number one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
I'm really nervous, sorry.
Is the guys behind you?
Like before I even graduated college, I actually had your song. I was listening to your song there before I even went that long. I just wanted to know, like, how did it feel when you first debuted on Raw? Like, how did it feel for you?
I was really nervous because I was like, wow, I'm here, especially being there with Charlotte and Becky. But I was also really sad that Bayley wasn't there. But I was nervous. I thought I was gonna like cry when I walked out, and I remember walking out, and I thought like I heard nothing. I didn't hear any sound. I was like, oh man, they don't like me. But when I watched back, it was actually really loud. But I was so nervous because I was so happy of what I've done in NXT, and I was so scared that we weren't gonna do that up on the main roster. But you know, slowly things are changing. You know, we have the women's division now. We have the women's title. We have that WrestleMania match, and I think it's just gonna get better and better.
I can't wait to see you guys in the chat.
Thank you.
Seth mentioned last night during his Q&A that when he cashed in Money in the Bank at WrestleMania, he doesn't remember much of it. He just remembers snapshots. Do you find yourself in the same situation in maybe the Iron Woman match or the debut on Raw?
I think most of the debut, I can't remember a lot of things about it. It's just like, it just goes so fast in your mind. But at WrestleMania, I didn't realize that you wouldn't be able to hear the fans at all. So when we were performing, I'm like, oh my, these people don't care. They're not cheering for us. But it's a stadium and you don't hear anything. It goes really slow. But when I watched it back, it was really loud too. So I remember just being in that moment, I was like laying on the mat, I'm like, oh. God, this match sucks. Like, I felt so bad because I'm like, I couldn't hear the fans. I'm like, oh. But once I watched it back, I was like, oh wow, I did it. This is awesome.
Scary guy.
Hey.
Considering this is Wizard World, would you rather prefer Marvel or DC?
Ooh, Marvel.
And if you had the opportunity to team with any past female wrestler, dead or alive, who would it be?
Could it be from Japan too, or after Japan? Naomi Taylor, I think she's one of my favorites.
All right, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I got one question for you. If WWE ever created a women's tag team championship, who would be your partner?
I guess I'd go with Bayley. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we'll see. I think, yeah.
What do you call it? You know each
other
well.
Yeah.
You know what to expect from everyone.
The Hollywood Boss connection? Facial?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Sasha.
Hey,
how are you? My question is how the women's division is changing, and as the four horsewomen, on an episode of Table 3, Ric Flair spoke of Holly of y'all. Do y'all think that y'all can be a strong women's faction in the future?
I think that'd be so cool. Actually, I look forward to that day when we can all work together as a little unit, not against each other. It's so cool to come up with them and just know we all started together and to see how far we've come. And it's so cool that fans actually put up the four. And they link up the four horsewomen, and I think that's just so awesome.
Thank you, and I'm serious about the baby named Sasha. My baby's doing over October.
Good, congratulations.
Oh man, I'm nervous. How you doing, Sasha?
Good.
Thank you for coming. Came all the way from Milwaukee to see you. My question is, you're on the road 300 days a year, so I just want to know, what does the boss do to unwind? To relax for about
I just watch my stories, sit on my couch when I get my one day off.
Do you
relax? No. But I don't see you guys. You start troubling in. I love just when I'm home, I just sit on my couch and I catch up on my shows.
Anime.
Of course, anime. Right now, I really love the Mindy Project because I'm obsessed. Just finished that. Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad. There's so many. Hulu's my jam. I go on Hulu and I just watch so many shows. Nashville, Empire. The list can go on.
Thank you,
Sasha. Yeah, thank you.
There's actually a fan I want to apologize. There's a gentleman in the front row that couldn't wait in line that I meant to call him first. You had a question for Sasha that you wanted to ask?
I was wondering what you thought of the actor who played Snoop Dogg in the movie Straight Outta Compton?
I think the actor played Snoop Dogg in Straight Outta Compton.
I thought he looked nothing like him at all.
I thought the same thing.
The voice was pretty good, but I was like, that's Snoop?
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
Yeah, good. Maybe next time. Compton
2. Thanks for checking out Pro Wrestling Cast. If you've got a question or comment, leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792. Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast or email us at ProWrestlingCast@gmail.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Opinions and ideas presented in these podcasts are those of Pro Wrestling Cast and are for entertainment purposes.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Fuck, for saying what needed to be said.